This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on the importance of the local church. This should be very revealing, so let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about the importance of the local church, and why do we go to church? Even you, if you attend a local church, we're going to be talking about how you can receive the most out of it, but you need to understand this. You need to get a hold of it, okay? And so we've already covered a lot, so I would strongly encourage you to go to kurtowen.com, KURTOWEN.com. There's a lot of free materials there. Our partners who give weekly make it possible not only for the radio broadcast, but for us to give you these materials for free. And so we strongly encourage you to take advantage of those. Okay. So we started looking at the fact, and let's here in 1 Timothy, and we're going to look in chapter 3, okay? And in Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to be in verse 14, it says that these things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly, but if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Okay, so why do we go to church? Well, because the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. You should be attending a church that teaches the word, right, the truth, and there you will become grounded in the truth. That's the reason that, you know, I know with us, with our services, the reason we have multiple services a week is because we know the word tries to tear you down. And so, you know, Sunday we get you built back up, ready for the week, and then I think most of our churches are Wednesdays. On come Wednesday, you know, we know that you might have had some challenges, right? You might be a little shaky, and some. So what do? We have a service. Why? To get you to get you rooted and grounded in the truth, to keep you strong, holding on to the truth, right? Now, it wasn't just this. We talked about how, you know, I met a bunch of weird people and none of them had pastors. But then we're looking at Jesus' testimony himself in 9 in verse, we're going to start here in verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. So he's out there and he's healing them and he's ministering to them. It says, but when he saw the multitudes, now these are multitudes of people he's preaching to, healing, right, and ministering to. It says, when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were wearied and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Listen, the reason you have a pastor is because God loves you and was moved with compassion towards you. He saw you, saw your life. Saw the things that try to that put us up and lift us down and tear us down and all this. So what did he do? He had compassion on you and sent you a shepherd. Now, again, I want to go back to this because this is so important. The pastor's office is not the most powerful office in the body of Christ, but it is the most important. Okay? And I think this honestly points directly to that. Because here's a person, here's Jesus giving them the best teaching ever, the best preaching ever, and healing them, and they still need a shepherd. They need somebody that's going to be there with them. Why? Because you need somebody that after you've been healed to remind you, week after week, God loves you and wants you well so the devil doesn't steal your healing from you. You know, it's amazing to me how many people the Lord heals and then they actually lose their healing or give up their healing. And nobody, you know, a lot of times, I remember when before I got saved, I had a very good friend whose mother had had a stroke. And one day I was talking to my friend And she was talking about how her her dad told the story and her mom told the story about how she went to this faith healer, had hands laid on her, and she was completely healed. That for like 2 days or something like that, she was completely normal. And then she went back. And so my friend was saying, well, how could that be God? And she'd go back. And I have to be honest, back then I wasn't saved. I didn't know the things I know now. And I'd say, yeah, it probably wasn't God. It's probably just something fluky or something. No, it makes sense actually to me now, because somebody could come along like Jesus and heal you, but you still are wearied and scattered. You are not getting grounded in the truth. You're not getting established in the truth. And so the devil comes by and steals your healing. Listen, there are some great things being taught on television, here on the radio, in some different things, but you still need a pastor week after week to establish you in these things. Listen, I'm not teaching you. Even, you know, we taught on knowing and believing the love of God for nearly 90 broadcasts. I still didn't teach you everything I knew about it. And I'm not bragging on me at all. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you can take what I've taught you, go to your local church, and then your pastor, if he teaches the Word of God, will reinforce those things to you. And then you won't be wearied and scattered. You won't be, well, I need to get healed, so I got to go over here. I got to get this. No, you become rooted and grounded in the Word of God. You become established at the pillar and the ground of the truth, which is the local church. Why? People say, well, why should I go to church? To keep from being wearied and scattered. That's why. To be able to hear the truth. Do you know how often, you know, it's aggravating to me, and I was just heard my wife preach on this the other day, and I'd forgot I used to do this, and when I'm pastoring, I'm going to go back to this. The truth of the matter is I used to refuse to meet with anybody who didn't come to at least 4 services as far as counseling. And do you know how that came about? Well, one, it was because I believe the Word of God is the answer, not sitting and talking to me. But here was the other thing. So often, what would happen is somebody would call me about a problem they were having. They hadn't been in church in a couple weeks, and I had just preached on their problem for the last 2 weeks. I remember one time there was a young lady who was concerned about, she was a nurse, she was concerned about the sickness and disease that was going around the United States. And on Sunday, she'd been too tired to attend or something, I don't remember all the particulars, she wasn't there. And I preached exactly what to do in the face of this epidemic that seemed to be going along with some sort of flu thing. She wasn't in the service, but you want to know what was funny? She calls me on Monday and she says, I got to talk to you. I'm terrified of this. I don't know what to do. I'm afraid. There's an answer. It's in the service I ministered yesterday. What was that service designed to do in that young lady's life? It was designed to get her rooted and grounded in the Word, to remind her what the truths of the Word said, to teach her how to walk in those truths. Why? So she wasn't wearied and scattered. Do you know how wearying it is to be afraid of everything? Do you know how wearying it is to have life just seems like it's everything is just hitting you over and over and over again, just trying to wear you out? How can you avoid being wearied by all the attacks of the devil, the curses in the earth, people acting crazy? Well, you attend the pillar and the ground of the truth. And you're reminded that even as bad as this life is, there is a heavenly realm you're headed to. Even as bad as this life is, that you are more than a conqueror now in this present age. That, you know, and I don't, when I say this about going to heaven, that's important to remember, right? Because that this life is for a moment. But let's also be clear, there is help in this life here today. Jesus died that he could deliver us from this present evil age, not just the age that is to come. Where do you find out about these things? At the pillar and the ground of the truth. See, Jesus just taught these people. Jesus just preached these people. But somebody need. Have you ever heard a great message on Sunday and forgot it come Tuesday? I mean, you heard your answer. I don't know about you, but most of the time when I'm have a problem and I'm seeking the Lord, well, what do I do? Go back to this. Not here's a new revelation. Go back to this. Remember, utilize your authority. Put the word first. These are things that I know. But what's happened is I'm no longer holding on to the pillar of them. I'm not, for whatever reason, I'm not standing on that foundation of those things. What's the cure to that? Oh, I don't know. Go to a place that is the pillar in the ground of those very things. A place with a person in charge, a pastor, that keeps you from being wearied and scattered. That's what you do. People say, well, I really like this guy on television, and I really like this. That's great. I think you ought to watch him if they're teaching the word. I think you ought to listen to our broadcast if we're teaching the word. But that is no substitute for you going to the pillar in the ground of the truth, the local church, and receiving the pastor's anointing, the pastor's empowerment, the pastor's gifting, which is specifically designed to keep you from being wearied and scattered. That's what it's there for. This is why you go to church. This is why you ought to drag your rear end out of bed on service days, Sunday morning, Saturday night, midweek. This is the reason why. Why? Why should you tell your flesh no and that you grab yourself by the ear and drag yourself by the church? Because I'm going to go to the place. I'm going to be more rooted and grounded in truth. I'm going to be reminded of who I really am. Everybody's telling me I'm an idiot, but Jesus is telling me I'm awesome. Jesus is telling me that I'm his beloved. Jesus is telling me that I'm more than a conqueror through him who loves me. Where are you reminded of that? Where are you taken to get established in that? Yes, you're hearing it on this broadcast, but you want to know what else? There is a place that should be making this real to you in your life that nobody can take from you. Establishing you on these things, strengthening you on these things. This is the reason it's important you attend a local church. Because this, you don't just hear the word, but you're getting built up on it and you're learning how to use it practically the way a mechanic uses a tool. I've got more to say on this. Michael's got some important announcements for you. But make sure you find you a local church that's teaching you the word and get there. We're going to talk more about this. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
We would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. The sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ made on the cross paid the price not only for the sin of the world, but he also redeemed us from the curse of the law. This means that we now have authority over sickness and disease, just like Jesus. Accessing all of these benefits, however, requires faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. God tells us in Hebrews that without faith it is impossible to please him, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently seeking God includes hearing the truth from the Word of God being rightly divided. Going to a strong, faith-filled, Bible-believing church is a part of successful and faith-filled Christian walk. Kurt Owen would like to personally invite you to come hear Faith-Filled Words of Life at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, directions, and service times. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Pastored by Pastor Terry Owen. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated.